علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on a few phrases from the 192nd sermon of Nahjul Balagha, also known as the Sermon of Qasi'ah. And here we discussed about the fact that the messengers and the prophets, they are from the lower class of the society. They were not from the rich class, the affluent class of the society. The elite, economic elite class of the society. But they were from the normal, low class, middle class people of the society. The people that normally just lived the normal lives. They didn't have any special pleasantries or you can say extraordinary or extra position above the people of their community, the normal people of the community. And this is something that we call istidaaf. We call being in the state of being a mustadaaf, of the lower class. And this is important. This idea is important because then we want to understand how these messengers and prophets were able to create that change that was required in the society.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about that phrase that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, where he says that وَرَضِيَ لَهُمُ التَّوَاضُعُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made humility something nice for them. They used to like being humble. And فَأَلْسَقُوا الْأَرْضَ فَأَلْسَقُوا بِالْأَرْضِ خُدُودَهُمْ. And therefore they were humble in front of God. They would prostrate towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, placing their cheeks on the ground. And he also says that وَعَفَّرُوا فِي التُّرَابِ وُجُوهَهُمْ. They would place their faces on the sand and on the dust of the ground and rub their faces with it. That is the height of humility that they had. وَخَفَضُوا أَجْنِحَتَهُمْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And there were those that would humble themselves, lower themselves amongst the believers. وَكَانُوا أَقْوَامًا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ. And they were a group that belonged to the lower class. They would live the life of the lower class of the society. They would eat like them. They would sleep like them. They would dress like them. And they would lead lives that would be like the lives of the lower class of the society. This was how these people were. These are the messengers. These are the prophets. Of course, that doesn't mean that they were people who are ignorant and they didn't have any refined culture. Rather, they were very cultured people. They were very intellectual people, very much grown up, very much mature in their understanding about life. But of course, the way their lifestyle was like that. When we say that they belong to the lower class or they were mustadhaf, they were of the weaker group, there is a vaster, a bigger meaning to that. There is a more profound meaning to that than being just part of a, than just being hungry or being completely poor. No, there is a deeper understanding to that, inshallah, that we'll build up as we continue. For now, what it means that they were mustadhaf is that they belonged to the lower class. They were a group of people that understood what hunger is. They had been tasted. They had been tested with hunger. They had been tested with fear. So you see, they were this type of people. If you notice, when Nabi Musa alayhi salam himself asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, grant me, I am poor with regards to any good that you want to send me." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends him bread. That it's through that dua that he recited that, "Oh Allah, grant me anything good in this state of my poverty." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, through different means, granted him bread. That's what he asked for. So we notice that the messages of the prophets were such that they belonged to a class that were also hungry, and they had understood the idea of hunger.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we said that the messengers belong to the lower class of the society. Means they understood their pains. They understood what is hunger. They understood what it means to live in a state of hunger. And they understood what food insecurity means. What it means to be insecure in terms of what you're going to eat tomorrow. They had understood this properly. They had lived that life. Okay. They knew what hard work was. What it meant to struggle, for example, 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours a day. They knew what it meant to be constantly working hard for all this time. And therefore, they started to, of course, we're talking about messengers and prophets. They also, at their time, they went through all of these difficult states of life. Many of them were shepherds, many of them did work, and they struggled for their life. And therefore, there were people who understood the realities of this life and how it is to live in a lower class. One of the other characteristics of people who are mustadhaf, or that belong to the lower class, is that state of fear. Okay, that state of fear that many people have. Fear in what sense? They're fearing about the future, about tomorrow, about the fact that will they be able to eat or not tomorrow or tonight. That's how they were. They had understood what it means to be insecure in terms of food. That doesn't mean they were afraid or they were cowardly in that sense. No, they knew how life is. They knew how what it feels like not knowing whether you'll be getting food today or tomorrow, and what it means like working hard to attain that. This is that state of istidaf that we call, and this is that what we say and what we mean when we say that the messengers were mustadhaf. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مرجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه